here on KSOM, and we're talking high school baseball. Tonight, Riverside heads to Audubon to battle the Wheelers. They've moved up the start time because of the weather. 5 o'clock start time coverage on KSOM. Kyler Morgan, head coach for Riverside Baseball, with us now. And Coach, how do you feel about your team coming into tonight's matchup against Audubon?
Yeah, coming tonight, obviously, we had a tough week last week. Trying to bounce back, kind of get back on our brand of baseball. Hit, run the bases, throw strikes. That's what we're trying to do here tonight.
So, obviously it's been a tough stretch for your team. So what do you do to try and pick up the team from a mental standpoint, you know, their mindset, get them trying to flush some of those last games and get back into the swing of things, so to speak?
Yeah, that's been our biggest thing, is just getting back to the basics. Getting back to fielding it, being ready for it every pitch. But then also just getting back to, we've got, you know, four seniors that are out there last second half of the season for them. So again, just trying to get back, having fun, being there as teammates, being good people. And hopefully that kind of get the ball rolling here for us.
Yeah. What do you see from a pitching standpoint? You know, what has stood out the most there on the mound?
Yeah, the biggest thing for us is the games we're in, we're throwing strikes. So it's throwing strikes consistently, being around the zone. That helps everything. Helps us in the field, helps us fielding, helps us hitting. As long as we're throwing strikes, we're in the game. Peyton Amdor was going to start on the mound tonight and came out through really well last week against Fair Center. So hopefully seeing some momentum with him. But it's a lot of young guys that haven't had a ton of varsity experience, haven't been on the mound much. So getting them experience, getting them innings, and again, just trying to put some good innings together here as we go forward.
And then how about offensively? What has stood out the most there?
Yeah, I think for us, for me, the biggest change I've seen from the beginning is just having an approach, knowing what we're trying to do with two strikes, knowing get people on base, let's move them over, let's play small ball. But the biggest thing for me is hitting with two strikes, finding a way just to put the ball in play. And that's kind of come up and down the lineup for us. We're still hitting over 300 as a team, so we're putting the ball in play. Just got to do it more consistently when we get people on base.
I guess one guy that seems to be popping up every night has been Victor Alfonso for you, as sophomore. He's hitting 394. Aaron Smith, another one, who's hitting 381. But what can you say about, you know, so these guys, Paxton Mika, senior, is also doing well at 371. What can you say about these guys and what they've been able to accomplish at the dish?
Yeah, I know like Victor, Paxton, and the work that they put in the offseason is definitely showing up right now. Victor in the gym all winter, working on hitting, working on the tee work, and it's coming to fruition for him. And the last year for him maybe didn't have the success that he was hoping, but has definitely come back this year and has been kind of our go-to guy at the plate. Paxton, great senior, has definitely put the work in, great teammate, being one of those guys that is going to be uplifting, is going to continue to keep the team going. And of course, Aaron, putting the ball in play, finding, you know, for him, getting on base, whether it's a base hit, getting walked, very good plate discipline for him so far this year.
And then what's your outlook just here for the rest of the season here? And after tonight, got a couple of tough games with Underwood coming your way later this week at Mo Valley, at HSTW, at Shenandoah, non-conference game. So there's some tough games coming up, and you'll find out bracket soon for what you got to face in the playoffs.
Yeah, I think you look up and down our conference. I mean, there's quality teams day in, day out for us. And then again, you look at, like you had mentioned, some of those non-conference with Shenandoah. We got West Harrison at the end of next week, Alto really, who started the year ranked as well. So the schedule continues to be tough for us, but we're going to continue to show up and battle every night.
Coach, really appreciate your time, and we'll see you tonight. Let's hope Mother Nature allows the game to be played. Maybe Mother Nature. I hope Mother Nature's a baseball fan, so we'll see.
Yeah. I appreciate it.
That's Kyler Morgan, head coach for Riverside Baseball here on KSOM.